everybody knows Quincy. They can't remember my name. But as a matter of fact, one time last week, one of the kids called me Mrs. Quincy.
Nancy Diepenbrock is an energetic woman with short blonde hair and a very active retirement. That's thanks in part to Quincy, a 4-year-old golden retriever. Quincy is a therapy dog. When I stop by for a visit, Quincy leans his body up against me, puts his head on my knee, and just lets me pet him.
It's amazing how much people just open up to a therapy dog. I visit one lady. She has trouble verbalizing things. While she had her hands on Quincy, I could make out her saying, "Oh, good dog." Dogs will touch your heart in places that you sometimes didn't even know you had an emptiness. And I think that's really true with the therapy dogs.
During a 30-year-long career as a critical care nurse, Diepenbrock saw firsthand what peace dogs could bring to the stressful environment.
I was sitting at a computer doing some charting, and the dog walked in, and I went, "Oh, a dog!" And the handler came right over to me, and he was just the perfect little gentleman, and just those big brown eyes looked at me, and I just felt this relief come over me. And as I would sit there petting, I always thought, when I retire, I'm going to do this.
When she did retire in 2011, Diepenbrock looked for a dog to train as a therapy dog.
I started socializing Quincy from the time he was a pup. We would go to Triggs and sit out in front and meet the people, and I would make him sit and stay. And so by the time he was 1 year old, he was ready to be tested.
There weren't many therapy dogs in the North Woods, so that meant driving. 3 hours to Appleton for Quincy to take a certification test, 2 hours to Mosinee to meet with the nearest chapter of Therapy Dogs International. It's not the only organization that brings dogs into public places to offer love and a listening ear, but it's the oldest and largest. Unlike service dogs, who wear vests and are at work when they're out with their owners, therapy dogs wear red bandanas to expose as much of the dog to petting as possible.
And then many of our members have business cards for their dogs. It's a card with Quincy's picture, and then on the back there's his birthday, his breed, his hobbies. Quincy has some very interesting hobbies, like shedding, or locking the cat in the shower, or getting loved up, I think, is his actually very favorite hobby.
In February 2012, Diepenbrock rounded up other interested dog handlers to form their own Northwoods chapter.
We go to a Grace Hospice, Aspirus Wausau, Avanti Health, Camp American Legion, both country
teams. 2 years later, there are 25 dog handler teams and a certification testing site in Eagle River. It takes Diepenbrock 2 minutes to list all the places volunteers visit.
Flambeau Elementary School, Lakeland Senior Citizen, Land O'Lakes Elementary School, Milestone.
Some dog handlers go once a month. Nancy Diepenbrock and Quincy go about 3 times a week, visiting places like schools, hospitals, and a homeless shelter.
But that doesn't mean that I'm a better volunteer than anyone else. It's just people do what they can with their dogs when they can do it. And I'm blessed that I have the time in my retirement to do and enjoy this.
At Northland Pines Elementary School, Diepenbrock settles into a beanbag chair in the corner of a classroom with Quincy. Here he's Quincy the listening dog, part of a program that encourages kids to read. 8-year-old Haley Town plops down in her beanbag chair with her book and promptly gets her face licked.
Quincy. Oh boy, ice. Ice on houses, ice on trees. Let's skate on ice.
They love Quincy. They know that it's a Quincy Monday.
That's Sarah Adamovich, one of the teachers whose classrooms Quincy visits twice a month. Sarah's seen some big changes in the kids' reading ability since the fall.
Their confidence levels increase. They're excited to read. Their fluency in reading increases. Quincy listens, and he doesn't judge what they're doing.
I like how he just lays down next to you, and you don't feel scared around him. I like to read animal books to him and Amelia Bedelia.
That's 8-year-old Jessica Kukinich. Quincy lays next to her as she reads.
Teach us Amelia Bedelia. The telephone was ringing. I'm coming, said Amelia Bedelia. She answered.
I tell everyone, for anyone who thinks I'm doing this wonderful service. It's actually quite selfish. I thank God every day for this wonderful dog. I do worry about Quincy, if he's going to get older, what will happen. In my mind, I'm formulating a plan, thinking, well, maybe I'm going to have to start with a second puppy so that Quincy can teach the puppy some rules and regulations, and then we'll have a backup, too, if Quincy ever gets sick.
For now, Diepenbrock is focused on bringing therapy dogs to as many people and places as she can. For WXPR, I'm Emily Bright.